At the Yucca Flats Proving Grounds in Nevada, a plastic balloon carries aloft the largest atom bomb ever to be tested in the United States.
It was the summer of 1957. World War II and Korea were behind us. The future loomed large in the America of 50 years ago. People were listening to Fats Domino on the radio.
My dreams came true.
And adventurous types were playing his hits on something called a hi-fi.
Once you've heard high-fidelity reproduction, you'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
It was the golden age of television.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What's My Line?
And television advertising.
Simply rub a little in your hair.
New Oxidol with the miracle wash day solvent for today's greasy dirt.
Honey, I've got it.
Well, what you got?
A filter cigarette with flavor. Try one.
1957 was the dawn of the space age and the apex of an era when every self-respecting automobile was equipped with fins. One such car is the subject of a summer series we begin today. Joining us is mid-century maniac and day-to-day contributor Charles Phoenix. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Madeline.
And our senior producer, Steve Proffitt.
Hi, Madeline.
Okay, so you two are going on a road trip to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I understand something very cool is going to happen next weekend.
Oh, yes. So way back in 1957, the people of Tulsa buried a brand new 1957 Plymouth Belvedere Sport Coupe, which is like a rocket ship on wheels, in a time capsule, and it's going to be unearthed this coming Friday. So this is very exciting.
We're going to have some excitement on the way there. We're going to be driving in Charles' own 1961 Pontiac Bonneville Mint Green, and in great shape. That seems kind of fitting. And we're going to do some reporting along the way.
And so where are you going? What are you going to do on the way?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to marry a couple in the Neon Graveyard in Las Vegas. That's the first stop.
I didn't know you were also a marrying kind.
Oh, yes. Then we're going to go to the Wigwam Motel in Arizona. We're going to cook a meal on the manifold of the car while we drive there. Then we're going to stop at Cadillac Ranch, and then we're going to be on to Tulsa. It's going to be an unbelievable trip.
So we'll be filing reports every day this week as we make our progress toward Tulsa.
So not just fun and games on the road. You're going to be working.
Working, working, working.
So the big question is what is the condition of this 1957 Plymouth going to be once it's unearthed, since it's been sitting in this
Tulsa
time capsule, right, for 50 years? So is it going to be a rust bucket or in perfect condition? That's the big mystery here.
And this was a car that cost, I think, Charles, about $2,000 when it was new. If it turns out that it's pristine, and they took a lot of effort to make sure that it would be preserved, they wrapped it and put it in grease and everything, it could be worth maybe $100,000.
Well, yeah, if it's in pristine condition, absolutely, it would be worth that.
Your series must have a name. What is it?
Well, it's called Destination Time Capsule. Isn't that perfect?
That's very clever.
Yeah.
I like it. And, I kind of want to see this mint green car you have, Charles.
You mean the 61 Pontiac Bonneville rocket ship?
The very same.
Let's
yes.
go.
Okay.
Okay, Charles, here we go. Let's hit the road.
All righty.
Oh, my God. Charles, is that it?
It is. Yeah. It's the all-new for 1961. That's the Bonneville by Pontiac.
Does it have a name?
Well, Bonneville, I call her Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get in Bonnie. We got to burn up some road.
Come on, Bonnie, let's go.
Okay, you guys, start your engine. Historian Charles Phoenix and day-to-day senior producer Steve Proffitt off on the road, off to Tulsa, Oklahoma, for their summer series, Destination Time Capsule. Bye, you guys. Good luck. Tomorrow on Destination Time Capsule, Charles and Steve continue their hard work. They check in from Las Vegas. I'm standing on the north shore of Oahu. Did you miss my radio adventure through Hawaii for NPR's Climate Connection series? I am clearly not an islander. Those waves were 20 feet tall, incredible, and a great source of renewable energy.
We're blessed with more renewable energy than any state in the nation, and we are 92% dependent on fossil fuel more than any state in the nation.
If you missed that story or any story, don't worry, because we're podcasting every day's show. You can listen to whatever you want, whenever you want. Go to npr.org/day-to-day. Scroll down. It's on the right-hand side.
With all this loveliness, there should